Chain migration, 60% of retired migrants in Italy have never worked. By Chris Tomlinson on December 1, 2018. According to figures on non-EU citizens in Italy, around 60% of retired migrants have never worked. Approximately 96,000 non-EU migrants currently receive a pension from the Istituto Nazionale della Previdenza Sociale, INPS, Italy's social security agency. Of those, an estimated 60,000 do not have their pensions covered by prior contributions because they had not worked and paid taxes, Il Giornale reports. Around 2 million foreigners are enrolled in the INPS system in total, with 1,700,000 of those being employed and making contributions to their retirement. The bulk of the migrants living off of Italian taxpayers' money for their retirement appear to be elderly family members of previous migrants able to come to the country through chain migration, or family reunification/reunion, according to Il Giornale. The statistics emerges Italians are expressing a desire to see far fewer migrants, especially illegal migrants, coming into their country. In a poll released in September 2017, 67% of Italians said there were already too many migrants in the country. On top of the concerns about foreigners claiming Italian pensions, 43% of respondents to the 2017 poll said they dealt migrants who do work were stealing jobs from Italians, who suffer from incredibly high rates of youth unemployment, thanks in part to EU fiscal discipline. Populist Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has vowed to reduce the number of illegal migrants and close the ports of Italy to migrant rescue NGO ships earlier in the year. Salvini also accused billionaire plutocrat and open borders activist George Soros of pushing for more migration into Italy, saying Soros wants to fill Italy and Europe with migrants, and adding that he would like Italy to become a giant refugee camp because he likes slaves. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.